Radio Kal, where the sound of yesterday and tomorrow meets.
Akash Bani Radio Kal, our Bhavishyater Shabdo.
Pit Kalatin Metrin Adit Kalatin Kolihari.
Titayin Anagatayin Shabdo. Jahan do kal ki mulaqat hogi.
Welcome to Radio Kal. This is your RJ Pro. We are once again live from the Darkish Matter Radio Studio Yeetse, hosted by Nobotic. And today I will share with you an extremely strange series of sound dispatches caught on the supersonic sonar at District Berlin over the spring and summer of 2021. This episode is called Time Travel for All, and it contains ship logs from on board the deep space exploration vehicle called BAME, steered across Alpha Centauri and Andromeda galaxies by an entirely Flinta trans-species crew of cosmonauts. A mix of autobiographical logs by different crew members, loud arguments and discussion circles, impatiently voiced recipe notes, and an eclectic onboard playlist, the BAME dispatches give our listeners a rare peek into the adventurous everyday lives of time travelers living many, many light years above us in the sky. Happy moonrise. Welcome to the crew of spaceship BAME. This is your captain speaking. I hope you're doing well today and enjoying your view of Alpha Centauri from your bunk windows. We are scheduled to travel at light speed towards Andromeda. Estimated time of arrival is Saturday, Earth time. We will be making contact with Dream Officer Shanti Suki Osman from the Goldilocks zone. I'm excited about our findings. Are you? In preparation of the journey, you are advised to arrive at the Zoom link sent to you by your crewmate, Navigations Chief Souza. You will find some images attached to this message. You can choose whichever fits you as your Zoom background. The instructions to do this have been sent by Navigations Chief Souza as well. She has also sent you an inventory of recording devices you may use on our sound recon mission. I'm also sending you a wonderful poster for our Saturday contact event, created by our long-distance tech liaison and space pirate Krishnarjun, currently cooling his heels in Mumbai. You can do whatever you like with this. Share it on your channels, hang it on your Facebook walls, or simply stare at it in awe. The last thing I will tell you to do is a part of your cosmonaut training pack. In anticipation of our never-tried-before mission to explore Andromeda, I want you to pay attention to your dreams. Allow your mind to ease and travel to wherever you go when you sleep. When you come back, gently remember the smells, the touch, the sounds, the images, the tastes. We will need the wisdom of your bodies to guide us through deep space. Because remember, everything that is real was once in someone's dream.
Who knows what tomorrow will bring? Sunshine and maybe rain, but as for me, I'll wait and see, and maybe it'll bring my love to me. Who knows? Who knows?
Dispatch number 00863200, spaceship BAME, explorer class. Dispatch made by Captain Pro for Haptic Fantastic Lab. dated 3 days from Uranian spring sunrise, Uranus year 4 million, time approximately afternoon to Uranus. Location leaving Uranian gravity zone, headed towards Saturn rings. So we lost Rosalind in hyper travel, and the lab rats are super stressed out. We are trying everything in our power to get them back. So Nav Chief Hydra is like literally lying in her bunk in a fetal position, and she's not talking to anybody. There's no docking station for miles around. We are really fucked. No one touched lunch. I had made some Bengali style Sunday chicken curry, but the hyper travel stuff completely killed our buzz. The Joyful Militancy Corps suggested some guns ablaze approach, but none of us feel like doing anything intense right now. Just FYI, whoever is hearing this, there is an uncharted wormhole approximately 45-46 degrees east of Belinda on its second moonrise on Uranus. We were supposed to port on Titania for the routine moon water collection rituals of the oceanographers. And honestly, I don't know what happened. I think there was some sort of retrograde stuff that they hadn't calculated. But the weird gravity of Belinda completely took us off course and we got sucked in. So this is a pretty bad wormhole. The whole crew came out super battered up physically. And of course, we lost Rosalind. I think Nav Chief Hydra is having some sort of an extended PTSD situation. I'm not doing so well either. So along with Rosalind, we also lost the entire lookout deck. The Militancy Corps are doing a patchwork job right now, but we are super low on metal at the moment. We are trying to mine some alloy on an emergency basis from the nearby asteroids. But it's a long shot. It's a long shot, you know. FYI, if you can, just avoid orbiting Uranus entirely. Or just send an unwoman lookout shuttle in advance. I don't recommend this. I repeat, I don't recommend this. So the oceanographers are somehow right now the most balanced crew on deck. They have been experimenting with some psychotropics they picked up near Andromeda. And we will also be dropping those psychotropics soon, apparently. Angela, Sumo and Kirsten came up with a plan to retrieve Rosalind from the wormhole. And I am putting it in a dispatch just in case we don't make it back. It is a pretty unconventional plan. I don't know if it works, but that's the nature of the work on the Baben. So here it goes. Rosalind and the Haptic Fantastic Lab crew had been experimenting with a form of cutting-edge tech called Embrace of Strangers, which involved hacking the body clock and the breath cycle in such a way that the psychophysical experience of time changes, stopping the earthbound aging process and opening up already existing doors in the human mind to connect with themselves or others across large swaths of time, often across births and ancestry.
The tech involved a grueling training process of breath control that entirely pivoted on intensely long rave parties and breath and body techniques of the dance floor. I was a part of only one experiment, and let me tell you, it was fucking difficult. Anyway, the Embrace of Strangers project had been on the back burner after a few initial successes. Karen had been able to go into a complete state of time launch, where she was able to see for a split second the lives of one of her descendants, who would become a renowned intergalactic diplomacy official. She had come back from the time launch event to report that she was able to somehow touch the hair of her descendant very lightly and knew the distinct haptic feeling. You will find this in dispatch number 236873, dated 889 light years into the far future, under the Haptic Fantastic Lab files. So the oceanographers are suggesting that we resurrect the Embrace project and throw a massive marathon rave on board. They are somehow convinced that if you can touch somebody's hair across time, you could most certainly bring them back. I trust my crew blindly. They are all at the top of their game. So despite some doubts, this is the plan we will be following. Andrea and Radha are compiling a suitable playlist. It has to be a very particular kind of music that can achieve a form of reverse cryogenic reaction in your system, which makes your heart beat very, very, very fast. In order for the body to be able to handle this, there is a need for intense drug usage, and the oceanographers are prepared for this. The only thing that I need to do as captain and chef is I need to prepare food for this journey. So something that the body can handle at these extreme moments. It's kind of like the ultimate hangover cure. In my experience, the best hangover cure is not simply the chemistry of complex carbs and greasy fats to soak up alcohol. It actually involves the right texture that ensures minimum effort in eating and maximum satisfaction. Like breast milk level of comfort in your food. I recommend bhat dal alu sheddo, the holy tribeca of boiled rice, light lentil soup and sticky mashed potatoes, all combined into soft, half-masticated baby bird food. With a dash of mustard oil and a single raw green chili to hit it home. It is sure to put a soothing blanket of coziness on our bodies and souls as we take on this incredibly risky project. I'm honestly pretty scared, which is not a new thing on the Beben. We are a bunch of very brave people because we live with fear on an everyday basis. Fear is almost like a crew member here. It sticks to the corners of the Beben like a big dark cloud. But our friendship is bigger than that. So don't worry, Rosalind. We are coming for you. Captain out. End of dispatch number 00863200. On our hyper travel back from Andromeda, we hit an unexpected speed bump. The Beben had accidentally fallen into a bumpy wormhole that didn't show up in our map. What could have gone wrong, went wrong. It was incredibly hot. We were stewing in our own sweat inside this tin can of a ship. The onboard cooling system broke down completely. The cosmic oceanographers, usually such a genial crew of the closest shipmates, were having frequent domestic disturbances. As a result,
The milk they had stored with such great care so far had all turned into yogurt cultures. The heat was making the curd even more acidic. We could taste the joint frustrations of Sumona, Angela and Kirsten in the off-white sourness. As the captain and the chef of Baben, it was my time to make the proverbial lemonade from lemons. There were enough crew members from what used to be the South Asian subcontinent on Earth for us to be a mostly rice-eating ship. I had been missing South Indian cuisine for a while, and in the wormhole heat, the fridge overflowing with piquant dahi, I realized it was time for curd rice. Here is my recipe, a bastardized take on the South Indian blockbuster dish, cooked on board a spaceship hovering light years away from humanity. Chop one big red onion and one big tomato finely. Take stock of one big cup of curd and 1.5 cups of boiled leftover rice. Set aside 3 dried red chilies, 7 to 8 whole black peppercorn kernels, 1/2 teaspoon of black mustard seeds, 1/2 teaspoon of fenugreek seeds, and a clutch of dried curry leaves. Turn on the heat under a frying pan. Add 1 tablespoon of cooking oil of your choice. Add the dry spices and let the mustard splutter. Enjoy the fantastic smell till the fenugreek turns reddish. Add chopped onions and tomatoes. Cook them down. Add salt and sugar to taste. Add turmeric powder. Once the base becomes goopy and starts releasing oil, add the rice. Break down the clumps and gently coat the grains in the base. Lower the heat and add gently whisked curd. Mix vigorously to bring the dish together. Serve hot or cold. Needless to say, intergalactic travel on Tair Sadam is much smoother. The curd helped us cool down, our bellies were settled, and the oceanographers seemed to have sorted out their disagreements. Just another day in space, I guess.
Dilam chariyo guru tumaro name.
Dispatch number 212, recruitment file. Name of ship, SS Babem Explorer class. Name of crew member, Captain Pro and Nav Chief Hydra. Name of crew, not applicable. Date 11th and 13th July on Terran year 2021. Time, mid-afternoon on Earth. Location, Berlin coordinates.
Station that I'm passing through, and this planet is not only about striving to, but also being driven by others. Mm-hmm. So on this planet, it is very important to collaborate. Otherwise, it is not possible to exist. Mm-hmm. So at the same time, collaboration is not just between humans and plants and animals and cyborgs and objects of any kind. It is really about taking the time to arrive in different ways. And I believe that this planet invites you to arrive, but it also makes you feel that you have to arrive over and over again in many ways.
Mm-hmm. Have you been for a long time on this planet?
Yes and no. I believe it's been enough time to understand or to start understanding something. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I also feel that it's time to leave again. I feel a bit stuck, but then at the same time, maybe there's a reason for that. So I'm trying to figure that out right now. But the feeling of being stuck is quite present at the moment.
Thank you for sharing and for the insight.
One last thing before we go back.
Captain?
Yes.
I have a question.
Yes.
I don't know the other two members.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah,
one more time. Before we go back, I think we want introductions from the remaining two members present here. There is another crew member who will be at the rendezvous point in district, mm-hmm. who is currently working on repairs of a satellite, so they can't join us today.
Okay.
But they are around, so we can meet them.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We want to make sure you meet all of us.
Thank you.
So one of them is a veteran crew member, mm-hmm. who has flown with us for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And take it away. Who are you? Please introduce yourself.
My name is Simona from the Oceanography Institute. We were surfing on waves to travel,
mm-hmm.
And using the water and the salt to be in symbiosis with our surrounding and to find like a connection in traveling. So traveling is connectivity without actually destroying anything, and for healing purposes as well.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why we chose waves to travel. Yeah.
Thank you, it sounds great.
I'm navigation chief Hydra. I met with Captain Pro in deep water space, deep oceanic space, and was recruited kind of as the first crew member of BABEN, which is also a techno-organic being. As a ship, it is not a thing, it is a living crew member. And this body is my earth land body. Hydra has many bodies, also many earth bodies, many water bodies, many space bodies. When I'm in the water, you can see my tentacles, which are around me more clearly. In earth air, it deep things called tetras are reminders of my quarters. I've been on the BABEN now since quite a while, and we're currently undergoing this transformation with the new members, so that is a really interesting time period, and I'm excited about our gathering today, and finally being able to craft some, again, techno-organic beings that will be helping us to archive not only what we're going through, but also our futures. And so, yeah.
Thank you. I'm also very excited. And I'm excited that it worked well with our appointment, because, you know, with time travel, you cannot always be sure that you arrive on the right time. Yeah, and on the right space.
And on the right space.
Maybe I think that's partially because we have like this connection train railway here, which interconnects with the galactic railway.
Yeah.
So maybe my arrival at the right point.
I'm happy that you got here, and we will make you more comfortable as we walk back to our
আমি যদি ডুবে মরি আমি যদি ডুবে মরি কলঙ্ক তোমার নামে দেহ তরি দিলাম ছাড়িও গুরু তোমার নামে
Your experience. We have all sorts of different levels of experience and expertise on the Beben. It's a very open space, and I would like to know whether you have traveled into space and deep space specifically before, under what circumstances, and how was it?
So basically, traveling to space was very interesting for me during the last, let me think now, 34 years. So I have an expertise of 34 years already of dealing with the circumstances that are special in space. And also, the experience that I have is just that it is really depending on your physical condition also very much. So I really appreciate very much training that is not only according to your physical body but also the mental and emotional body, because the circumstances are quite difficult to adapt to sometimes in space. And I think that I can say that I'm perfectly in reacting, perfectly prepared to react on surprises. On surprise.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is, I think, what I can also offer and share. And for the color that I'm most intrigued of is rusty red.
Mm-hmm.
Condition. As I was telling you before, that Mars is especially in my interest. I am thinking about also Phobos and Deimos a lot, the two moons of Mars. So if there's one moon that is basically responsible for inner fears of human beings, Phobos and Deimos. So I think this is an issue that we should, in our crew especially, put some focus to, to do some research.
Yeah. Dispatch number 002389 8900. Name of ship, SS Baben, Explorer class. Name of crew member, Captain Pro. On behalf of the Cosmic Oceanography Institute and Haptic Fantastic Lab. Date 1,225 years before supernova of Betelgeuse. Time, Baben shore leave number 2007 during the 57th spring on the south side of the Pleiades. Location, Pleiades Star System and Rest and Recovery Resorts. Just a short and euphoric dispatch from a rested and rejuvenated captain here. They're having a great time here on the Pleiades. And I thought it would be important to keep a record of this. Space travel is so grueling and relaxing pit stops are hard to find. So I highly recommend this place to other cosmonauts dealing with cabin fever and anti-gravity brittle bone syndrome. Take care of yourselves. In the Babem archives, there are numerous entries about the myths surrounding the Pleiades from many different folks across the universe. Not many of you know this, but my mother is named after this hot blue star cluster. And it was actually my intense homesickness and craving to see my mother after light years of space suspension that finally brought all of us here. And let me tell you, every single myth about the Pleiadians is true. So this is one of our crew shore leaves when all of us take a holiday together to revisit and strengthen our mutual love and friendships and renew our vows. It was a last minute plan because I had been extremely overworked, and one time Andrea saw me crying to my own teacup while propelling the ship, and immediately the crew banded together and decided to take a proper break. The cosmic oceanographers, as usual, tripping on some sort of intense psychotropics, have paired up with the haptic fantastic lab rats for what they have called a fun little experiment during our shore leave, and it has turned out to be one of our most profound and humbling findings. What can I say? Our minds are relaxed and indulged with the sweetest Pleiadian confections, and we are at our creative best. I must make this experiment into a dispatch, as it is easy to conduct by yourselves, and I encourage you to do so. Make a crewmate with open, long, luscious hair. Lie down on the ground, any ground. In our case, it was Sumona. Gently brush out their hair to avoid any snags during the experiment. Gently but securely part their hair mass three ways, tying each part with one end of a ribbon. You must choose the longest possible rolls of ribbon for this. Now have three crewmates hold on to each ribbon roll and go in any three directions of their choosing. Zahabia, Hydra and Angela volunteered for this. In deep space, Euclidean geometry does not work, so you are free to travel in dimensions beyond length, breadth and height. Be mindful of this and make full use of it. Roll out the ribbon and go as far away as possible. When all three have reached the end of their ribbons, take a beat. When you are ready, change towards any other direction of your choosing and start walking. You can change directions for as long as your ribbon gives space.
Time it out in such a way that at every direction change, you meet the other ribbon bearers one time each. Keep going till your ribbon runs out. At the end of your ribbon, come together with your three ribbon bearer mates and tie your leads together. Travel back to hair bearer mate. Take notes about what happened to their hair while you were playing with it. When we did it, all of us came back to find Sumona snoozing peacefully as her hair was expertly braided into a gorgeous thick braid. As we were doing this within a non-Euclidean world, taking into account the general theory of relativity, Sumona's braid had somehow also captured some small galaxies within it, where they seemed snug and comfortable. It was a sight to behold. The Cosmic Oceanography Institute is at the very forefront of tech and research about space travel, and the lab rats are time travel experts. Together, they had been brainstorming about the hows and whys of movement. The consensus was that moving through space with a presumption that space is to be traversed and covered is an inherently colonial relationship to distance. And this was apparent in all our cultural attitudes towards concepts like exploration and discovery. In order for us to be a deep space exploration vehicle breaking away from the insidious umbilicus of coloniality, we would somehow have to reject the Euclidean mathematics of planes. What exists as space when we have let go of traversable integers such as length and breadth? What is the geometry of intimacy? Apparently, it is the braid. It is omnipresent, yet unacknowledged. We carry millions of braids in our intercellular protein maps. The DNA is a braid. And so is, perhaps, the universe. It is highly possible, say the findings of the Babin, that the Big Bang was actually the big braid. Matter and antimatter, and perhaps something else, inextricably weaving around each other and capturing millions of lives and destinies and orgasms and heartbreaks inside them. And as our cosmos ages, we sometimes, in a stroke of luck, witness minor wear and tear of the braid or the birth of new strands of hair. End of dispatch number 00238989800.
ইউরোপকে আতঙ্কগ্রস্ত করেছে একটা ভূত, কমিউনিজমের ভূত। এই ভূত ছাড়াবার জন্যে এক পবিত্র জোটের মধ্যে এসে ঢুকেছে সাবেক ইউরোপের সকল শক্তি, পোপ এবং সার মেটানিক ও কিজু, ফরাসি রাডিকালেরা আর জার্মান পুলিশ গোয়েন্দারা। এমন কোন বিরোধী পার্টি আছে ক্ষমতায় আসীন প্রতিপক্ষ যাকে কমিউনিস্ট ভাবপন্ন বলে নিন্দা করেনি? এমন বিরোধী পার্টি বা কোথায় যে নিজেও আরো অগ্রসর বিরোধী দলগুলি তথা প্রতিক্রিয়াশীল বিপক্ষদের বিরুদ্ধে ছুড়ে দেয়নি কমিউনিস্টের অপবাদ সূচককালে? এই ঘটনা থেকে দুটো জিনিস বেরিয়ে আসে। এক, ইউরোপের সকল শক্তি ইতিমধ্যেই কমিউনিজমকে একটা শক্তি হিসাবে স্বীকার করেছে। সময় এসে গেছে যখন প্রকাশ্যে সারা জগতের সামনে কমিউনিস্টদের ঘোষণা করা উচিত তাদের মতামত কি, লক্ষ্য কি, তাদের যোগ্য দিকে। এবং কমিউনিজমের ভূতের এই ছেলে বোলানো গল্পের জবাব দেওয়া উচিত পার্টির একটা ইস্তাহারে।
Dispatch number 266 Alpha from Andromeda Cluster Sound Archives. Name of ship: SS Babin, Explorer Class. Name of crew member: not applicable. Name of crew: Joyful Militancy Corps.
Date, supernova twilight of Andromeda with a heavy chance of acid rains. Time, late evening. Location, 20 degrees out of galaxy heart, Andromeda.
Softened a bit. The source is approximately located at 54 degrees south, 140 degrees west. Sometimes there are volcanic activities in this area, but whether they are responsible for these mysterious sounds, we do not know. The next sound is called Julia and was recorded on March 1st, 1999. It was so loud that it could still be heard more than 5,000 kilometers away and was perceived by all the sensors of the monitoring network in the Pacific. The origin is suspected to be located between the Bransfield Strait and the Cape Adare. For a long time, the cause was unknown, but now, official sources state that an iceberg colliding with the ocean floor is responsible for this eerie noise. Whether that's actually true, or whether they only tried to calm down the public, I do not know. Just listen to the recording and write in the comments what you think about it.
సూరేడు నకనకలాడించాడు కంకర రస్తాలో సగమింకా మిగిలున్నది రా లాగరా హోయే లాగరా.
Dispatch number 12. Name of ship, SS Beben. Name of crew member, Andrea. Official position. I have the honorable task to take care of the children and future crew of SS Beben, who we all hope will start building a much better social system than the one that we currently organize. And we want to help prepare the ground for them as good as we can. Name of the crew. Joyful Militancy Corps. Date and time. I'm not sure. Location. Just moved ships and trying to find our ways around. Dear children on the SS Beben, how are you all feeling today? What would you like to do today? Is there anything that you are excited to find out about? Is there anything that you'd like to show us? Who would you like to be with today? Just sit for a little moment and feel into yourselves why you would like to take this decision. Have you already shared with your friends what you are struggling with? Maybe we can find an answer together. Maybe we can help. What are you good at? What do you really enjoy? And how do you think you could help your friends using this particular skill? How do you think you could teach this to someone else? How do we want to solve this problem together? It's complicated. There are so many contradictions in this. And so many of us feel differently about it. There is not going to be an easy answer. So let's sit together and talk. We can probably not solve this on a bigger level, but we can possibly find a small step how we would like to address this for ourselves together. End of dispatch number 12.
Radio Kal, where the sound of yesterday tomorrow meets.
Akash Bani Radio Kal, our Bhavishyate Shabdo.
It called in metrin, and it called in
Titayan, Anagatayan. Shabda.
जहां दो कल की मुलाकात होगी।